right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, like that dude just said a moment ago, right here on WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. And, hey, listen, I am right now here in the studio with a longtime friend of mine, someone who is, he and his wife have been, his whole family really been blessings to my family many times. And I'll just tell you, Chris May and his wife, Karen, and their family have had ministry in Ukraine for going on, I guess 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pleased to welcome for a second time here my friend Chris May to the studio. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, it is so great to be here, Phil. It really is.
Well, we appreciate you, man. And so I served on the board of Mercy's Hope.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it once before, but you've got a ministry to Ukraine
right. That
your family's been involved with for years. Your daughter, Karina, was born in Ukraine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And there's a lot going on over there right now that I'm sure has, in some ways, re-engaged your lines of communication.
It has, yeah.
And just give us perspective. What are you hearing boots on the ground from folks over there?
Well, I'll start, Phil, by just saying that my wife and I, and really our family, have been very emotionally tied to what's going on. It's, as we're watching the news, I would say 80% of what we see, the scenes of Kyiv and Kharkov, we've been there. And so to see a place being under this kind of really attack and oppression is just unbelievable. And so it's our core. And like you said, we've been probably here for the last several weeks, if not a month, have been in close contact with many of our friends and loved ones over there.
I gather, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I gather that that is your other home.
Yeah, 20 years ago, if you would have said that would have been a second home for me, I would have thought you were crazy. But God has really different paths for us.
And a sense of humor, too.
He sure does. Yeah, yeah. So
what are you hearing from your folks? I mean, and by the way, if you don't mind, we don't have to name the place because I don't want to put them in an odd or awkward position. But
but
at least the geographic region of the country, where are your more contacts? Eastern, Western, where are they right now?
Yeah, I think if somebody hasn't seen a map on TV, I don't know where they've been right now.
I haven't watched TV.
So I can remember 15 years ago trying to tell people, explain where we were. And, you know, it was Greek or Russian. But now, if you look at the map, you'll see the Dnipro River runs not directly north and south, but almost from the north, more eastern, down almost splitting it a third to two-thirds of the country. So if you take that Dnipro River from Kyiv down, you'll see a city, they call it Dnipro now, but it's actually Dnipropetrovsk.
Okay.
And just to the west of that city is really the area in which we did a lot of our work. In fact, Zaporozhye, Kyiv Rog, Petihovki, there's so many towns and cities in that area. We've done a good amount of work there.
Well, so what are you hearing from your friends right now? How they doing?
Yeah, they're before the invasion, even though Russia had amassed hundreds of thousands of troops, they really felt like, oh, it's really not going to happen, because they have been living under the shadow, definitely for 8 years, but ever since they've become independent. So they just, most of the mindset was, okay, yeah, they may be doing this, but it's just not going to come about. When the invasion happened, it went from, I'm not sure, to, oh my goodness, what's going on? So many of them went to shelters. Many of the friends I've talked to haven't slept in at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And it, because of the, not only the fear, they're really trying to, have a good attitude, but they just have been overwhelmed with the feeling of this oppression, this invasion, this attack.
And are there troop movements, attacks, explosions in and around the areas where your people are?
Yeah. In the particular city where our headquarters is, actually just 45 minutes to the east of that, there's a larger city that I actually named that was under severe attack. So they could hear the bombing, they could hear the shelling from our city, but the town we are in, which is actually about the size of Gadsden, maybe a little larger, has not received direct attack yet.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that's been most interesting, I think, for the world to watch, mm-hmm. and really to kind of admire and enjoy to a degree. If you can enjoy something about warfare, it is watching the underdog stand up.
Yeah.
And this has been, I mean, I don't know what Putin was expecting, but the rest of the world was sort of expecting, oh my gosh, this is going to be like the Thunder Run to Baghdad. It's going to be over in a matter of day, you know, mm-hmm, a day or two. Mm-hmm. And we're on day five, almost day six over there. And the Ukrainians have really been putting the wood to them, if you get down to it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Phil, it's the military, but it's moms and dads and brothers and sisters and cousins. I mean, everybody's taking up arms. And in fact, we saw a video of an old grandfather. I think he was over 90. And somebody said, "Do you have a gun?" And he pulled out a knife. He said, "No, but I've got this."
Yeah.
And I'm going after him.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw one earlier. I'm not sure if it's legit or not, but there was a Russian armored personnel carrier that had run out of gas, and a farmer came along while the soldiers were looking for gas, hooked his tractor up to it, and towed that sucker away.
That's absolutely
And true. I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm looking at it thinking, if it's not real, it's still hilarious, but that's the attitude that we're seeing right now. But that being said, when we were at church this past weekend, mm-hmm. There was talk that it had the sense that there was something going on in the spiritual realm, almost almost like God was intervening at times.
Right. Yeah.
So give me some examples if you can.
Yeah. The quotes we actually heard at church were the ones I received from Ukraine, and we have some precious families and pastors. There's four girls that are in our Grace House, which is our women's transition home, and we were looking at the very beginning of this conflict to see what it would take to transport them to safety, but they decided to stay because of everyone else. Now, what happened then was, the first night, it was just overwhelming. In fact, even the soldiers, these pastors that we work with go to the front line in Donetsk and Kiev, and they have their ears to every single soldier, even the top military generals. And the first night was overwhelming. In fact, they said morale was low. They didn't expect really much of a pushback. The next day, it was like they called it an unnatural movement, a supernatural event, a supernatural infusion of hope, perseverance, and strength.
Wow.
And courage.
Wow.
And
that sense that things had changed.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's far from over, obviously.
Obviously.
And numbers are just insurmountable. But, yeah, I mean, the spirit there is just unbelievable.
I don't want to minimize that, and I want to get to whatever you've got that you might read to us or something, but to put it in perspective, what I'm gathering is it's almost like in a football game when a team has been losing and then you have that play, that mm-hmm. thing that happens, and you can watch the team perk up and play different because the mood, the morale, the ability, and the hope has all changed because of something that you didn't see coming.
Right. Oh, yeah. And now people actually that have gone into Poland, into Romania, many of them now are coming back. You don't hear them that much on the news.
Really?
Yeah.
Like refugees or non-refugees now.
That's right. They're reversing. You know,
so
that's happening just because they're like, we don't want to leave our homeland you know, for an invasion of a tyrant. So we're going to come back and we're going to stand up.
Wow. Well, my brother, listen, I don't want to lose time with you. This is already going too fast, but we're going to take a break. We're going to come back from that break, and I want to talk about the fact that you have the ability through your organization, Mercy's Hope, to actually send aid to those who are on the front lines right now.
Yeah.
And you're gathering that as we speak.
That's exactly right.
All right. We're going to talk about that when we get right back.
Great.
I'm here with my friend, Chris May. He's got as close to a boots on the ground perspective as you can get and still be sitting here in Alabama. and he's been literally immersed in ministry and activity and relationship with the people of Ukraine for two decades. And as a result, he's got open lines of communication right now to the warfront. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, going right back now to a conversation before I run out of time with my friend Chris May. Chris has an organization called Mercy's Hope that has been out there doing ministry in Ukraine for quite a while. And Chris, so, I mean, you told me offline that that like literally funds are being raised through Mercy's Hope.
That's right.
And Charlene and I know that personally, but we also know that the funds are going direct to Ukraine. There's no administrative fee being taken out. We're
correct.
Literally seeing the money going direct to their aid.
Absolutely. It's for shelter. We're actually constructing, acquiring areas to shelter people, food, supplies, just everything needed for them to survive.
Well, and I'll say this. I mean, you're not some guest who I'm just meeting for the first time. I mean, I'm telling my listeners that if you're looking for an organization to support Ukraine through, I will just go into, I'll go ahead and put my name on it that I know this organization. I used to serve on the board with Mercy's Hope.
Yes.
But Chris, how can they do that if they want to?
We have a website. It's mercyshope.org, mercyshope.org. And on that website is a donate button. Everything that we're receiving now is going straight to Ukraine. It'll go in waves, but we're funding now the folks there.
Yeah, and I'll say, folks, there's no too small, too big. You know, this, I mean, think about it. Maybe you decide not to have a pizza Friday night and you take that $20 and you give it to something like Mercy's Hope, or find another one if you,
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's not like you're the only organization out there doing this, but you're the one that I know.
Yeah.
And and it's also, you're a 501c3, so you're certified by the IRS, you're tax deductible, and all of that, right? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. One thing too, Phil, I wanted to say, I know our time's limited, but the thing that I have been hearing the most, and it's hard to for some of us to wrap our hands around this, but the Ukrainians say over and over and over again, please do not stop praying for us, because they have seen that wave of God do miraculous things there. So that's the one thing that I would say, continue to pray for Ukraine and the people there.
Well, yes. In fact, I've got one of my usual callers. I say usual. I have a lot of callers that I see repeats on, but I believe it was Leanne from Huntsville, who is one of our Right Side Ruffians, but she called in the other day, and she was calling upon listeners to this show to make it a point to pray for at least a minute or more right before the show starts. And I know I have set the alarm on my phone, so at 1:58 before I go to the 2 o'clock hour. I mean, I'm setting aside time in my personal life otherwise, but I'll tell you right now, there's listeners to this show even that believe in the power of prayer that are trying to set aside a certain time to corporately pray.
Wow, that's awesome.
And
We at the church that I serve at, we had corporate prayer yesterday, and we're talking, when we were all praying, it's thousands of folks. We received a text of a picture of them at the exact moment in the bomb shelter, because all of Ukraine was called to the shelter last night or the night before, their night before. And it just, it showed me that the God is so sovereignly in this, and he's, yes, it's still a tragedy, but he's, he knows, he loves, and he is caring for the Ukrainians.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I said in my my monologue, and you weren't in the room at the time, but President Volodymyr Zelensky, he said something similar. He asked the world not to forget them, but he also said, we're doing this for the world.
Right.
I mean, this is a situation, and I don't want to sound too dramatic when I say it. I don't think I can sound too dramatic when I say it, is that some people see this as that thing that's not our fight. And maybe it's not our boots on the ground, troops in contact kind of fight, but it is a fight that I believe is necessary to stand with the people of Ukraine right now, because after Ukraine, what next?
Yeah.
I mean, if Putin is allowed this opportunity, does he turn north to the Baltic states next?
Yeah.
He's already incorporated Belarus and made it basically his thug on the side. And where does it stop?
So true. Yeah, we the fact is that so many that we know and love in Ukraine really feel close to the West, and in particular America. And so they are fighting their fight. They're pushing back. They're giving everything they have. But they do hold on to the fact that there are dear, close, very tightly woven relationships here in America, and that's what we're doing now, is we're praying and we're trying to give everything we can to help them.
All right, tell them again where the website is if they want to go and donate.
Okay, mercieshope.org. Just go ahead and go. It's actually on the homepage, donate button.
All right, and you can count on that, folks. Mercieshope.org. Like I said, I know the May family. I used to sit on the ministry board for Mercy's Hope. I feel confident in who they are, but I also know that the funds are not going for anything else except to the people of Ukraine for direct needs that they have right now in the middle of a war zone. So that's that's good doings. My brother, I love you. Appreciate you being here today.
Phil, thank you so much. I love coming and sharing. There's so much more I could have said, but...
Man, we got to schedule more time. I mean, I could go all day.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you'll keep me posted, occasionally you've sent me texts, and I've removed the names but read them on the air otherwise.
Great. Awesome.
So you keep me posted, and we'll keep updating the audience.
Fantastic.
You got thousands out there hearing the show, so thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you, Phil.
All right, folks, coming up next, we got Casey Wardinsky running for Congress right now, going to bring the other side of the story, military, political. What are we looking at here? What does he think? I'd be curious to hear it. He's running for Congress. He may be the one helping make those decisions in the future. Casey Wardinsky up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.